This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with David Bellwood, Head of Access at the National Theatre, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby, and thank you for having me back.
We're going to start with Michael Sheen as Knive Bevan, the man who led the battle to create the National Health Service, as we take a look back on his life.
That's right. It's a play currently up and running in our Olivier Theatre with Michael Sheen in the title role as Knive Bevan, directed by our artistic director Rufus Norris. And it's quite a sweep because it covers his life from childhood to death, featuring all of the people, all of the barriers that he faced in his life, such as he grew up with a stutter. So the education system and its attitude at the time towards stuttering, and his love of reading, right through to getting into local politics and then national politics, and his indefatigable cause to create a health service for everyone. So it's an epic. It's a bit of a fantasia. There's a lot of moving in and out of his mental state as he lies in a hospital of his own creation. But it's a wonderful, wonderful play.
And there's a lot of sort of, I believe, singing and dancing by Michael Sheen as well.
There is singing and dancing by Michael Sheen and by the rest of the company. So it's a fab ensemble. But yes, there is a lot of music and a display.
And it's quite nice to sort of, in a way, look at sort of the backstory as to how the National Health Service came about, because we've all probably used it or been in it maybe through our life, but actually to get an idea of sort of that story of how it was created and how Knive Bevan fought so hard for that as well.
Yeah, I think it's something we've all had contact with and has changed the life of so many, many people for the better. And the play sort of looks at beyond his death, where the impact has been for us.
Well, Knive will be audio described on Friday the 3rd of May at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. at the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. We now have an sort of irrelevant retelling of the life and legacy of the Bronte sisters by Sarah Gordon in Underdog, The Other Brontes, David.
Yes, directed by Natalie Ibu, artist director of Northern Stage, and designed by Grace Smart, who recently worked on Cowboys at the RSC and the Royal Court. It's hilarious. It's not what you expect. There is a lot of irreverence to sort of, and but I think in that irreverence, it sort of asks the question of who do we revere and why. But yeah, very, very quick-witted, speedy, beautiful play with a hugely talented company and beautifully, beautifully directed by Natalie Ibu.
And looking at the sort of, I suppose, the relationship between the sisters, sisterhood, and sort of competition as well between them all, I suspect.
The sisters, the competition, and the one brother, do not forget, Toby. So also there is Bramwell, who does make an appearance. But yes, it's thinking about what their lives must have been like in such a sort of artistic cauldron, I guess, or crucible, maybe a better word.
Well, Underdog, The Other Brontes will be audio described on Friday the 10th of May at 7:30 p.m. with a touch tour at 6 p.m. at the National Theatre's Dorfman Theatre. A sort of, I suppose, romantic thriller now, which has been described as a hymn to the City of London and the River Thames that runs through it with London Tide.
Yes, London Tide, based on the book Our Mutual Friend by Charles Dickens, with some abridging, for it is a long novel, looking at the struggles of life on the Thames in London in various economic situations, looking at romance through economic difficulty. There are some really moving parts to this. It does contain a lot of difficult references, but dealt with really tastefully and tactfully, directed by Enrickson, and with music by singer-songwriter PJ Harvey, who your listeners might be familiar with.
That's a great thing to have PJ Harvey working on a production. And I've listened to a couple of the songs which have been available on YouTube. But that's such a great thing to have her as part of this sort of production.
It is. It's fantastic. She's such a talent. And it's incredible how the music elevates. It's definitely a play with music rather than a musical, but it really elevates the emotional drive of the production. And your listeners can go onto the show page. So if they go to the productions at the National Theatre, London Tide, there's an example of one of the songs on the show page that they can listen to as well.
Well, London Tide will be audio described on Saturday the 18th of May at 1 p.m. with a touch tour at 11:30 a.m. and then again on Thursday the 20th of June at 7 p.m. with a touch tour at 5:30 p.m. at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. We also like to include in these catch-ups, David, some productions that are available online with audio description from NT at Home. What are you recommending this week? Because I have heard that the musical This Little Big Things is now going to be available from NT at Home.
Little Big Things will be available on NT at Home. We're working on the audio description as we speak. Our audio describer, S. Grange, is down in our sound studio recording the AD track for the video. It was in a theatre called At Soho Place. It was a really diverse company with non-disabled and disabled people covering the story of a young man who is paralysed due to a swimming accident, and it reflects his life as a rugby player before the accident and then progressing to become an artist after the accident. The lead role is thus played by two actors. One is not a wheelchair user, the other is a wheelchair user. And I think it looks at that interesting casting decisions and creative solutions to people who are becoming disabled over the course of a story, really tactfully and cleverly and sensitively. Yeah, really lovely thing.
It had great reviews when it was on at Soho Place and some wonderful interviews and things like that. So that's a good one. What other ones might you be recommending?
Well, the other ones I'm going to recommend is another one, which, just to be tricky, is Nick Payne's Constellations. So Constellations is a two-hander play. Again, it covers some very delicate topics about people falling in love and then the difficulty of carrying people through terminal illness and so on. But it's beautiful. Now, the reason I say it's many is that we have four versions on NT at Home, all of which are audio described, and the couples are played by four pairs of actors. So if your listeners are in for a real theatrical treat, they can sign up for all four of those productions and compare and contrast how actors of different backgrounds and different ages respond to that script in different ways. And the audio description also has to alter in relation to how those actors respond to the scripts.
Wow, that sounds really exciting and a sort of, you know, a great thing for people to see other actors performing and playing the same roles and stuff. And also, in a way, as you say, how the audio description might change, which is very interesting to hear.
It really proves the amount of difference and change and agency that actors and directors take when they go into the rehearsal room and they start looking at a script from the first time. Yeah, absolutely.
And before we come to details of where people can go to find out more about audio description at the NT and on NT at Home, I believe the National Theatre also, you know, has job vacancies, which, you know, sort of you're very welcome for blind and partially sighted people and disabled people to apply for.
Yeah, we absolutely are. We'd be, you know, really keen to see a breadth of applications across all of our vacancies at the moment. So currently we're looking for an assistant producer in our digital team who work on things such as film distribution across cinemas and NT at Home. We're looking for an administrator in our schools programs department, working obviously with schools, and a project coordinator in our estates, so looking after our buildings. So yeah, there's a huge variety of jobs month to month. All applications welcome. So do check it out if you're interested.
And David, where can listeners go to not only find out more about the productions with audio descriptions that we've chatted about both at the NT and at NT Online, but also if they're thinking of maybe applying for those jobs too?
So, as always, our homepage is nationaltheatre.org.uk, where you can find out more about the shows which are on, the audio description of the shows, other shows which aren't at the National Theatre but are in town or on tour, and where you can find that wonderful song example from London Tide. And National Theatre at Home, the video on demand, can be found at ntathome, so that's ntathome.com.
And obviously job vacancies are on the main National Theatre.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, David, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing some great productions with audio description at the National Theatre and online too.
Thanks for having me, Toby.